Would just like to share again and reiterate my words of welcome from the beginning of Mass today. Very glad that you're here on this Christmas. We might ask ourselves, why is today different than every other day? When we were kids, certainly it was different because Santa Claus came and you got presents today. There's not much more that was more awesome than that. But as you get older, Christmas can sometimes become a hassle. There's the shopping and the cooking and the cleaning and the wrapping and all of the pressures that come along with this season. You all chose the better portion to come to Mass today. You could easily drive onto the parking lot and easily get a seat. If you had been here at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, that would not have been so easy. And as I was kind of going through the difficulties of Christmas, I said to the folks last night that you still have the biggest hurdle yet to come tonight. You have to get off this parking lot. They laughed in here, but probably not so much laughter outside. It seems that the older we get, the more Christmas can become a hassle, and the meaning of this celebration can get lost on us. So we want to ask the question today, why is today different than every other day? There must be something that marks today as unique compared to the 364 other days of the year. And the answer to the question of what is so special about this Christmas can be found in Bethlehem. It can be found at the stable, the home of the animals, where Mary laid her child. In that forgotten corner of the world, that forgotten province of the Roman Empire, 2,000 years ago. And so this morning, I'd like us to go to Bethlehem for a moment, to go to that manger scene, that stable that we see here in our church, where Mary laid her child because, as St. Luke tells us, there was no room for them in the inn. Let's peek for a moment into that stable. Let's peek into that manger and see who this child is. Mary's child was the fulfillment of many thousands of years of history. Really, he is the fulfillment of our entire human history, our human race. You go back all the way to the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve disobey God, he places a curse upon them. We call that the original sin. But before he pronounces the punishment, God gives a promise. He promises that he himself will come to deliver his creation from their own sinfulness. That he himself will come to rescue them, to rescue them from their own faults. God says in Genesis, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. They will strike at your head while you strike at their heel." God promises a savior, one who will rescue his people. Then in the second reading this morning from the letter to the Hebrews, we heard that in times past, God spoke in partial and varied ways to our ancestors through the prophets. So from that time in the Garden of Eden, all the way through the history of the people of Israel, the Jewish people, God was speaking to them through the prophets, reiterating this promise that despite their sinfulness, he would come to save them. He would send a Messiah. That child, Mary's child, born in the manger, is the fulfillment of that long-awaited promise that started in the book of Genesis and went all the way through the prophets. We heard from the prophet Isaiah in today's first reading. The prophet Isaiah foretold one who would come and announce peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying to Zion, your God is king. Elsewhere in the book of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah refers to this child who will be born, who will be Wonder Counselor, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. He will be the God Hero. Mary's child is the fulfillment of all of these promises that God made to our race, to our humanity. He made them to us, for we're part of that family as well. He had us in mind through in all of those thousands of years of history, that he himself would come for each and every one of us. God is faithful to that promise, and Mary's child is the fulfillment of that promise. So as we look into that manger in Bethlehem, as we gaze into the stable, we see the God Hero, God come to save his people. But when we look at that child, he looks exactly like us. He looks exactly like how all of us come into this world, born of a human mother. That is the wonderful thing about Christmas, that God comes to save his people, and he comes as one of us. He is the Word of God that takes on flesh. The second reading tonight put it this way: in these last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, who is the reflection of his glory. Our gospel this morning is the beautiful introduction to St. John's gospel. It's called the prologue, and it speaks in this very elevated language of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who becomes man, who takes on human flesh. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory. So when we look into the manger at Bethlehem, we see both the Son of God and the Son of Man. And that, my friends, is why today is so important. Because this is the day that God became man for us. Prepared over thousands and thousands of years of history, in that moment in Bethlehem, God is born of a human mother, so that we can become brothers and sisters of Jesus, and through him, sons and daughters of God. You see, my friends, what Jesus is by nature, the Son of God, we can become by grace, God's sons and daughters. And God gives that grace to us fully. St. John calls it grace in place of grace. He gives his gifts in generous number, overflowing abundantly. He gives us the grace of becoming his sons and daughters in the sacrament of baptism. That's our fundamental identity, as being sons and daughters of God. That is why today is so important. That's why we gaze into the manger at Bethlehem, that feeding trough for animals. But you see, God is so good to us that he doesn't want this day to just be a commemoration of the past, as wonderful as that is. But he wants his grace to be alive in us every single day. That manger where Mary laid Jesus was a feeding trough for animals. They came there to be fed. And there we see Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Man. Jesus comes to that manger in Bethlehem, and he comes again to us today on this altar. He comes here in this Eucharist for us to be fed. He who was laid in the manger comes to be our food today and every day. It's no coincidence that Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem, a word which in Hebrew means house of bread. And then in Jesus' own ministry, he will proclaim himself to be the living bread, come down from heaven and inviting us to come and feast on him. So today, my friends, on this Christmas, as we visit the manger of Bethlehem and gaze on the child there with his mother, we come also to the manger of this altar to be fed. And let us remember why today is so important. Because we are God's sons and daughters by grace. Our most fundamental identity, who God calls us to be. May we strive to live each and every day according to that dignity. And may today make all the difference in the days to come. Because Jesus did not shrink from making his own our tiny beginnings. And may he make us into children of God, since for our sake he became a child of man.